Families caught up in the sudden closure of a Queensland aged care facility are unsurprisingly demanding answers. The facility on the Gold Coast had to relocate more than 70 residents after a contract dispute with the care providers. Along with the residents, everything was stripped from the building, from medication to cutlery. Aged care experts say it's bizarre and unprecedented, but what are the rights and protections for residents? Isabel Rowe reports.
Lorraine Cook was doing the shopping yesterday afternoon when she got an urgent call from the Earl Haven Retirement Village on the Gold Coast. Her husband John was there and was forced out just before midnight.
Going from a nice room on his own, he's in a bed and he's in a room with six or eight people.
The aged care home was emptied without notice by operators Help Street, claiming their staff hadn't been paid by the facility's overarching aged care provider, PeopleCare. Mrs Cook is appalled at how it was handled.
It's absolutely disgusting what they've done. You know, they said they care for the patients. How do you care for the patients when you take everything that's supposed to be there for them to have? There was not a knife, fork or spoon. They took all the stuff out of the kitchen.
Late this afternoon, Lorraine Cook was shocked when she checked her bank account.
While all this fracas was going on yesterday, they took money out of everybody's account early, and I think they took $1,600 and something out of the account.
Private aged care facilities come under federal law. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission visited the facility this morning and in a statement says it's sending staff out to visit each relocated resident to check they're safe and well. It's also going to review PeopleCare's recent compliance with aged care rules. The company has had sanctions imposed before, in 2016 and 2017, for management and care problems. Louise Beattie is the founder of Aged Care Steps, an organisation specialising in aged care advice. She says the law will require PeopleCare to prove it's managed its finances properly.
There's a range of ongoing requirements that providers need to be meeting around the way care is provided, the way the facility is operated, the management, the financial management as well. And the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission has a role to review those parameters.
And she says the provider is responsible for rehoming every resident.
The provider needs to help facilitate the transfer of residents to other care providers if they're shutting down or if they're no longer able to provide the care needed. And usually you'll find the government department will step in and help facilitate that as well.
In situations like these, a lot of people go straight to saying, well, this is what happens in a private system. You know, if it was a government-owned system, then perhaps this wouldn't be allowed to happen. Is that the case? Could something like this be avoided if there were no private aged care facilities?
No, I don't think that makes a difference. I think whether they're private-owned facilities is not really the issue here. And there has been, I mean, one of the large problems we had was in South Australia with one of the facilities over there. That was a government-operated facility for a while as well.
While legal requirements may be able to mitigate ongoing problems for residents, there is nothing to stop another aged care home suddenly closing. Solicitor Christine Smythe says it's a matter of ethics.
The issue here is that the nursing home, the aged care facility, has its first duty, first and foremost, to the people in the home, not to its profits and not to its pockets.
Solicitor Christine Smythe, our reporter there, Isabel Rowe.